1988. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's January in Detroit, and that could only mean one thing. We're at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit at Cobo. My name is Bob Long, along with a gentleman who's been with us many times in the past. It's my pleasure to welcome John Fitzpatrick, who's the marketing manager for performance for Chevrolet.
You got it, Bob.
Speaking of very early today, you guys received a couple of big awards every year here at the North American Show, a jury of journalists from all over the country working for all different publications or freelance cast their ballots for the North American Car of the Year and the North American Truck of the Year, and General Motors and Chevrolet has swept them both. Congratulations. The North American Car of the Year is the 2014 Corvette Stingray, and that must make you and the rest of the team extraordinary. Ordinarily happy.
It helps my permigrin.
Very good. And also on the truck side, the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado took the crown for the truck of the year. So it's a Chevy sweep.
It is. You know, it was really surprising in some regards. You know we have two great products with the Stingray and the Silverado, and to be recognized in the way we were with the car and truck of the year awards. You know, you're out there and you hope people recognize, you know, the hard work that the people within General Motors are doing, the men and women of GM, and some of the toughest people to impress are the automotive journalists.
Yeah.
And we're thrilled that, you know, we're able to do that with both the car and the truck.
Well, that's great. And Chevrolet has got such a wide portfolio of performance vehicles, and it was today that you guys upped the ante, so to speak, in the Corvette realm. Up until now, we have the Corvette Stingray Coupe and the Corvette Stingray Convertible, but here today at the show, you guys took the wraps off the Z06 rendition of the Corvette Stingray. Congratulations again on the launch of that vehicle, and I haven't seen it up close and personal yet, so I'm very much looking forward to it. This vehicle seems to take the Corvette Stingray styling to the next level.
Oh, definitely. You know, it was interesting. 1 year ago today, we unveiled the Stingray, and the first question everybody asked, well, when are you coming out with the Z06? And so to be back here a year later with the Z06 is really amazing, in that, you know, we did take the best of the Stingray and kind of amplify it with the Z06. You know, we took the LT1 V8 engine and added a supercharger to it. Now the LT4 engine generates 625 horsepower, 635 foot-pounds of torque. You know, right now the initial testing is indicating the car goes faster than the ZR1.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, we're thrilled with that combination. Then to think that we're going to add an 8-speed automatic transmission to it, it'll be the first car that gets over 600 horsepower that can offer either an automatic or manual transmission. So we're thrilled with the Z06 and what it's going to do for the Corvette brand overall.
That's news to me, and I'm really glad to hear that, because I had heard previously that it was only going to be a manual transmission offering, but these automatic transmissions today, especially, like you say, these 8-speed automatic transmissions, they're just incredible, and in some cases actually outperform the manual gearboxes.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, with the computer technology behind these transmissions, generations now, they can react a heck of a lot faster than the human can, and that's what you get when you, you know, with these 8-speed transmissions, is just that quickness and shifting and recognize where the optimal shift points are, and you know, we're going to be able to deliver that in a track setting. So, you know, it'll probably be as much fun taking the 7-speed manual out there as well as the 8-speed automatic. So it'll be a great time out there on the track.
That sounds great. Tell us about some of the suspension and braking updates to the Z06 as well.
Well, everything got bigger and better, to be honest with you. You know, we went to a bigger Michelin Pilot Sport tire. We are offering a Z07 package that will add ceramic brakes. Really the as close of street legal race tire that you can get on a car with the Pilot Sports 2 on the Z07 package. You know, the goal for this car was how can we create more downforce, because more downforce means quicker around the track, and so we did a lot of the lot of aerodynamics. You're going to see probably what you're going to notice the most when you look at the Stingray versus the Z06 is how much wider the vents got on the car, and how much more the, you know, where we're using the aerodynamics around the car to ensure that the car stays on the ground and stays close to the ground and really performs even better than the Stingray.
That's great news. And when will the Z06 be available at your local Chevrolet dealership?
Well, we expect it'll start arriving in dealerships in the early part of 2015. So we're excited to have it out there. And you know what else is great is that, you know, a lot of work. The reason we introduced it now versus maybe a little later in the year is because it was so closely developed with the C7R race car,
which was also introduced here.
It was, you know, it was they were introduced side by side practically, and you know, we're really excited because the two cars are so closely associated. You know, we really co-developed the Z06 and the C7R race car. You know, we basically used the same frame from Bowling Green on both the production car and the race car.
Wow.
And to be taking that to the Daytona 24-hour race here at the end of the month, we're excited to take on the world's best and see how we do.
Oh, that's great. Out at the Consumer Electronics Show, you guys made some announcements about being able to track your performance in a Corvette. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, starting in 2015, we're going to have this really great system called Performance Data Recorder. It basically has a camera right behind the rearview mirror in the windshield, and you're able to take an SD card, plug it into the glove box, and hit record, and you will be able to record your track sessions out there. And then what's interesting is you take that SD card out, and you can put it into what they call the Cosworth Toolbox. It's basically a computer program that'll take all the data, the video, the braking measurements, the steering measurements, the acceleration, the G-forces, and basically puts it down into a program that you can understand what you did right on the track and maybe you did wrong on the track. And, you know, when we took it out there, we were out at Spring Mountain, we were demonstrating it there for some of the Consumer Electronics Show people because, you know, we're so close. And,
sure.
And the Spring Mountain guys were all excited because they could see the benefit immediately that, you know, we can show the students right there what they did right and what they did wrong. And
that's great.
They were very excited about it. So.
Oh, fantastic news. Another vehicle that I can't wait to get a look at here at the show is the Chevrolet SS. This is the first time in a long time, I believe more than 20 years, we've seen a rear drive, 8-cylinder powered sports sedan from the Chevrolet brand.
You know, it makes sense in a lot of ways too for Chevrolet to have it. And it's kind of been a hole for us not to have that rear wheel drive sedan, you know, for so long. And we're thrilled to be able to bring it back with the Chevrolet SS. You know, we partner with our friends in Holden who obviously have the Commodore VF down there to develop this what is basically a left-hand drive version of their Commodore VF for the Chevrolet SS. And a lot of ways it's a four-door Corvette and Camaro. You know, what's great about this car is if you have a small family and you want that performance, but you recognize that you can't put a child seat in the back of the Corvette or the Camaro, this is the car for you. Thank you, Bob. We're excited, thrilled, and a bit humbled by all the accolades.
Great. We'll take a pit stop and then and more from Detroit.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 17th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back here at Cobo at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, joined by Maury Callum, who is the new Vice President of Design for the Ford Motor Company, and of course a veteran automotive designer. Maury, it's great to be with you, and congratulations on your new position.
Thank you very much. It's the first time I've been called veteran, I think. That makes me feel really old.
Oh, you're just a youngster. We're all arrested adolescents, I think all of us in this business.
Certainly are, yes.
Let's talk about some of the cool things happening here. There are so many things that I've got to talk to you about, but the big news today is the unleashing of the next generation of the Ford F-150. I haven't seen it yet because I've been busy here doing all my broadcast duties, but I've read a lot about it. I've seen some of the photographs. This is an aluminum-intensive vehicle. Tell us a little bit about the decision to go with aluminum and the styling of this new F-150.
Well, really, all the materials being used in the truck, we really think of the right materials for today and the future as well. You know, obviously the use of aluminum gives you, you know, weight, it also gives you corrosion resistance, better dent resistance, but also where we need steel, we've used steel. So really it's picking the right material for the right targets we're trying to achieve with the truck. And the styling, really, if you've seen the Atlas concept from,
yes,
from last year, we really picked up a lot of the Atlas concept in terms of the face of the truck and the sculptural sort of very chiseled nature of the truck as well.
The face of a truck is very important to the buyer. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of that.
Very much so, and it's important for any vehicle, to be honest. But obviously, it's something interesting in truck buyers. They really want the vehicle to communicate strength and toughness, and that's really what we looked into on the face and the rest of the truck as well. Really, it's really giving it this very sort of tough, but at the same time modern. And people don't want to look too back into the past. They really want something to be quite futuristic. And also enhancing the use of technology in the truck as well, and how we use it in the headlamps and tail lamps.
This is a project I know you've been working on for quite some time, because the F-150 is such a major important ingredient,
yeah,
to the Ford Motor Company mix.
Yeah, it really is. It really is our icon, really, and really what keeps the company, you know, really grounded and giving the customer what they want. And in terms of, obviously, best-selling vehicle in the U.S. is something that's very important to everybody.
Give us a little bit more of a verbal walk around. Tell us a little bit about the sides and the rear treatment of the F-150.
Well, obviously, we talked about the front, and obviously one of the first the things what we'd call is the headlamps. They've got a very signature shape that sort of wrap around the protection element of the front end, so that what we call a sort of C-clamp shape. And then as you walk around the truck, obviously, very chiseled body side in terms of really emphasizing the strength of the materials we're using. But obviously, the profile of a truck is quite common, but you know, we've also tried to give this quite a unique look in terms of how we've handled the profile of the tailgate, for example, and obviously the drop down window graphic, which is again another Ford signature, so instantly recognizable as a Ford, but obviously also a new Ford as well.
You guys have done such wonderful things with interior design. The last F-150 was truly the industry benchmark. Tell us a little bit about this new F-150, what you've done interior wise.
Well, I think also what people don't realize is one of the real challenges with trucks is, you know, you really have to design a truck to be a base entry-level truck for the, you know, for the building sites, but then it goes up to quite a high level,
yeah,
of vehicle in terms of both cost and amenities. So what we have to do both in the interior and exterior, and especially the interior, is really be able to give the customer a value interior, but at the same time be able to dress it up into something that's very special. So that's we usually take quite a modular approach to the interior design, and that's what you see in this truck. And you'll see, you know, very much the workmanlike bench seat interior, but you'll also see, you know, the platinum interior, which is just a beautiful interior.
and those high end trucks actually do quite well in the sales department. I understand there are a lot of people taking delivery, more people than ever, of these high end vehicles.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I mean, I wasn't a truck driver in the past, but I've owned a couple of trucks now, and they're just great vehicles to drive around. So you don't really miss anything from a luxury car if you're going to be driving a King Ranch or a Platinum F-150.
The other vehicle I've got to talk to you about, I know it was unveiled a little bit earlier in December 2013 to media around the world. I was not able to attend that event. It is here on display during media days, and will be here, and it will be the first time that the general public gets a look at the new Mustang, the 2015 Mustang. Talk about a tough assignment, Maury. I mean, this is a an iconic vehicle celebrating 50 years in 2014. Tell us a little bit about some of the goals that you had for this new Mustang.
Well, obviously, I mean, it's a real privilege to be able to design both the F-150 and the Mustang at the same time, with slightly different thought process in these two vehicles.
Yeah.
They're both very much icons to the brand, but the Mustang really means a lot to us. And, you know, any car enthusiast, it means a lot to us. So this has been a great project. A great project with a lot of interest inside the company, as you can imagine. A lot of people wanted to know and could give us advice on how we should and shouldn't design a Mustang. So that's really the trick on this car, is really sort of keeping the Mustang-ness of the car, making it really, you know, instantly recognizable as a Mustang, but at the same time making it a more modern car as well, a car that really fits the 21st century.
Let's talk a little bit about the design of the Mustang. Again, I haven't seen it in person, but I've studied a lot of the pictures that have been in various enthusiast magazines, and sleek is definitely a word that comes to mind when I see the Mustang.
And that was one of the things we really wanted to do. We really wanted to take the Mustang and make it really a sort of legitimate sports car in terms of shrink-wrapping the car around its mechanical. Mm-hmm. So we've lowered the car. We've actually made it a little wider, which really improves the stance.
Yeah.
We've sucked the sheet metal into the body side, so you really see the sculpture in the car. Lowered the hood, lowered the roof, as I say. And we've also, on the coupe, but on the fastback version, also taken away some of the elements that would actually sort of abrupt the design, as it were, foreshorten the design. Mm-hmm. So the window graphic, the DLO graphic, is unified now, so you get this really nice, sleek look. The body side is very clean from front to back. And we've also brought back the true fastback as well, so it's a real fastback profile on the fastback, and something that, again, just really helps the proportions of the car and really helps communicate the sportiness of the vehicle.
That's great. And let's talk about the interior. A lot of work has been done there. You guys have not only reworked it, but also there's a lot of equipment available now on the Mustang that
very,
we've never seen before.
And again, challenge with the interior, there's certain cues that you need to keep in a Mustang interior, but obviously one of the things we really wanted to do on this vehicle was up the quality, up the craftsmanship, up the quality of materials especially. So you'll find that this one is a really high quality interior in terms of both the materials used and how it's been put together. So, and again, a lot of technology in the car as well in terms of the track apps and the driver systems and everything. So it's been a great privilege to sort of work on that, but at the same time, keeping it, again, truly Mustang.
But I've owned many Mustangs in my lifetime, and who knows, maybe I'll end up with one of these all-new models. I'm sure down the road we're going to see, as we've seen in the past with other generations, we'll see additional incarnations.
I can't really tell you what we are going to see, but you'll probably see something, yes.
Very well said. Let's touch a little bit more on Mustang. 50 years is an awful long time for a vehicle to be around, and certainly the fans of the Mustang are not only here in North America, but truly around the world, and I know that's one of the reasons why you did the reveal like you did.
Yeah, and it's amazing when we started looking into Mustang, you know, there's 3,000 Mustang clubs around the world, about 30% of them are outside of the U.S., so it's amazing that there's so much sort of pent-up demand for the car and real love of the car, and people really, really know Mustang, so it's really nice to be able to give enthusiasts around the world the car, and that's something that's been very important to us.
Great. Maury, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. A pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from Detroit. I'm Bob Lawn.
20 years of truly dangerous broadcasting. Mancow. Now heard here. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
In the U.S. U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Thank you very much for joining us. We are in Detroit, the Motor City, home of the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to shine the spotlight on some world debuts. How many world debuts? Not one, not two, but three world debuts from the folks at BMW. And to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome the head of product planning and strategy for BMW, Paul Ferriello. Paul, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks very much, Bob.
It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. And I spent a little bit of time in your stand today in between interviews, and it was very crowded there, which is always a good thing. Everybody was trying to get a look at these really cool products that you have unveiled here. Let's talk all about it. Let's begin by talking about the M4. This is the first 4-series vehicle from BMW. It's a new naming strategy. I know the former 3-series coupe is now the 4-series, as you guys are doing coupes in even numbers and sedans in odd numbers. But I love the look of the M4. I think it's just a beautiful vehicle. Tell us all about it.
You know what? It's a big deal for us because we, even though the volumes for our M cars are small, typically if you add all of the M cars up, less than 10,000 a year.
Really?
But for in the U.S. But these cars mean a lot to us.
Yeah,
we're a company full of enthusiasts. We've got a lot of enthusiasts that love the BMW brand and buying our cars. And this car is really the flagship for performance for track-oriented cars. This car means a lot. So replacing the M3 or M4 is a big deal for us. It's a big show.
The previous generation of the coupe variant of the M in three-class configuration back then was a V8 engine. This time around, you guys have gone in a different direction, and I understand it's just as powerful and even more torquey.
Yeah, big story here, because it was a naturally aspirated V8, a very high-revving V8,
yeah.
And people loved it. But the world's changing, and we got to deliver cars with much better fuel economy. And going to a six-cylinder with a turbocharged six-cylinder engine allows us to do that. Our horsepower is up a few, 425 horsepower, but the torque's up more than 100 foot-pounds of torque. And that torque comes in at 1,900, our full torque, the peak torque at 1,900 RPM. So whereas before you had to really keep that car on the revs to get the max out of it, we've made this performance a little bit easier, a little more accessible, and significant improvements in fuel economy at the same time.
Oh, that's great. A win-win for everybody. Americans traditionally love off-the-line grunt and horsepower, but torque is what really gives you those low 0 to 60 times. So this new M4, I would imagine, really scoots out of the box.
We do, yeah, with a DCT transmission, 3.9 seconds, with a manual 4.1. The engine's a part of the story, but we worked hard to reduce weight. So carbon fiber is a big deal for us. You know, our i3 is the mm-hmm. first mass-produced carbon fiber body structure for there's some high performance and very expensive sports cars, but we're the first to bring it to
right, mass-produced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're using some of that technology on this. We have some panels are carbon fiber, but the thing that's really exciting is we've gone to a carbon fiber drive shaft.
Wow.
So it saves a lot of weight, and also this is rotational weight, so weight savings on suspensions or weight savings where things are rotating have a compound effect. So we're taking the weight seriously. We've reduced the weight of this car. Performance is up. We have, like we said, more torque, more horsepower. And that's important. This is a performance car, and track times are critical.
No question about it. And certainly when you look at the style of the M4, it's a very elegant style. But you combine it with the M styling enhancements, and this vehicle has great road presence. Everything from the aerodynamic bodywork on it to the wheels, everything just shouts performance. And, of course, that's what it should be shouting.
No, you're right. And if you take a look at the front of the car, you'll see there's a lot of openings. And I think what's critical for the engineers is to get the cooling a car like this needs. We have cooling for the turbocharged, the air intercooler. We have turbocharging cooling for the just the engine and transmissions. And if you look up front, all those openings, there's coolers up and down, sideways, everywhere we can stuff them to keep this car running. When you drive it hard, you need to be able to cool it.
So true. Tell us about the interior treatment on the M4.
We've enhanced it. It looks really well. Versus seats offer more support. There's a lot of nice little touches, and they're real sporty-oriented touches. Face it, most of you spend all your time in interior, and you're not always on the track. So we made it a really great sporty place to be. And as important as performance is to the M cars, they have to look great and feel good inside and out.
Let's move our attention over to the four-door variant of the world debut here in the Motor City, the M3. It's a beautiful color, blue. I didn't get really close to it. They were doing a lot of photography on the vehicle, but extraordinarily well executed. Tell us a little bit more about the M3.
Yeah, well, really, the two cars share identical powertrains and suspension. So the technology is the same, performance basically the same. If there's a difference, our coupe, our new 4 Series coupe, is a little bit wider than the sedan. And our new M cars have even wider suspensions. And when you take that suspension that was first developed to work in the M4 coupe, you put it in the M3 sedan, what you have to do is put even bigger fender flares on there because the suspension is a lot wider.
Sure.
So the M3 sedan actually looks a little bit more aggressive and really gives the car a great character. But performance-wise, these cars are very, very similar.
That's great. And the other big story here in the Motor City is the introduction of the all-new 2 Series, replacing the former 1 Series. Tell us all about this particular offering, Paul.
Yeah, this is, you know, for enthusiasts, coupes are important. If you have a dream car, you know, it's usually, very more often than not, it's a coupe. And what the coupe does, it gives us, is a great sporty platform for us to build a car that's really focused on the driver and driving enjoyment. So the new 2 Series is important. Basically, it's about the same size as our old E46. It was a 3 Series from maybe a dozen years ago. So the dimensionally inside and out, about the same as an E46. But the 2 Series 28 now, it's got modern interior, all the latest technology. And we have two derivatives. We have a 228, which is our 240 horsepower four-cylinder engine. And then we have the M235. We take our fabulous six-cylinder engine. It's got a little bit more horsepower than the normal six output. And we've given it some touches from the M division to give the car even more driving character. And both these cars, great pricing. The 228 starts at $32,100 with destination around $33,000. And the M235 is between $43,000 and $44,000. So we're really excited about it. And really, now with that M235, you're getting performance very similar to an old M3 in a great-looking, modern, contemporary car.
Wow, great stories indeed. When will the M3 and M4, as well as the all-new 2 Series, become available for sale at your local BMW dealership?
2 Series goes on sale March, April. Our dealers will see that. And then later on mid-year, the M3 and M4 will hit the showrooms.
That's great. And congratulations on such a great sales year, a record sales year for BMW in 2013. Globally, you guys are number one, and certainly I would imagine all the people involved with the BMW group must be so, so proud.
Yeah, no, we feel good. We need a big volume. We're unique because we're a standalone business. We don't have any, we're not part of a larger organization. So we're developing, you see, all these engines, all these bodies on our own. And this little extra sales growth means we have the size to keep doing that. And developing cars for the enthusiasts, even though they might not be the largest volume, but we need that volume base to keep spending the money to build great M cars like we're launching here.
So true. Everybody in the Detroit area, everybody listening on CKLW AM 800 in Windsor, Ontario, come on down. Go to the BMW booth. Check out all the offerings, especially the world debuts, the BMW M4, the M3, and the all-new 2 Series. I really want to thank you, Paul, for stopping on by and telling us all about the latest and greatest from BMW.
Oh, thanks very much, Bob. Glad to be here.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more. Don't go away.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillip, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. 6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Auto World. Hey there, Al.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
And congratulations on being named the CEO and president of Chrysler.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And Chrysler was certainly one of the big stars here at the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show, with a world debut of the all-new Chrysler 200. I got a chance to look at it briefly after the press conference. I've been here in my broadcast locale most of the time, but it is a strikingly beautiful vehicle, and I think it's going to do quite well in the marketplace. Tell us a little bit about your goals for the 200.
Sure. So very simply, we designed this car to go head-to-head with the best of the best. And by the best of the best, I mean it plays in the mid-size car segment. 2 million units a year sold annually across the United States. And the players are big. They're Accord, Camry, Altima, Fusion, Malibu, the Kias and the Hyundais of the world. And boy, I tell you what, they know how to build a car and they know how to sell a car. So this car had to be spectacular, and it was designed to do exactly that. So it starts with a story about a plant, funnily enough. We decided to build that sophisticated, elegant vehicle, and with the craftsmanship we were looking for, we couldn't do it in the current facility in Sterling Heights.
Sure.
So 10 miles away, we built a brand new plant. So $1 billion investment.
Wow.
Yeah, 1 million square foot new body shop, 936,000 square foot brand new paint shop, and it builds absolute craftsmanship, and it is absolutely stunningly gorgeous. And the rest of the story is, you know, we've got a UAW team in there who are so proud to be there and ready to show the world this car. And of course, they were there yesterday at the reveal, which was really fun to bring 15 of them down and their top management team. So that's the start. And the rest of the story is this vehicle is designed and engineered to beat those big time competition. That's a very difficult thing to do, and we all understand that. Today, between the Dodge Avenger and the Chrysler 200, we sell about 150,000 units a year. So we get about 10% share of that market. The reality is we go further forward, that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Sergio Marchionne has already told us, you know what, my expectations is you beat the competition, you beat them at their own game, and mm-hmm. so you design a product and you set it up so that it is the most sophisticated, elegant, and has that technological advancement that you're looking for. So the cars we're looking at today, we're showing for the first time ever to the world, a couple of different products, and we start with a 200 sedan, and effectively it's this. When you look at the outside, it's stunning. It's beautiful. But so are many of the cars in the segment. It's really the story is when you get on the inside of these things. Stunning craftsmanship, beautiful leather interiors. Wood paneling is stunning. It is not an add-on applique. It's actually built into the car. It's designed as part of the car.
Wow, so real wood.
Real wood. And it is supposed to be a premium model priced as a volume model. The rest of the story, though, is the inside of the car. You get a 9-speed standard automatic transmission. There isn't another one in the segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. And it's not just for looks. And obviously, it's a very smooth transmission. The rest of the story is all about fuel economy. So you make that up with at least a four-cylinder engine, 2.4-liter Tiger Shark engine,
mm-hmm.
and you get 35 miles per gallon. That's very, very competitive. It's going to beat most of the competition. It's going to be right in there with the Accords and the Camrys of the world and the Ultimas and the Fusions. So that's a good start. The rest of the story, though, is we want to go one step further. You put a V6 as an option on that. That's 295 horsepower, the most power of any vehicle in the segment at that point. So now you've got a 9-speed with a 6.
Yeah.
And we do something else. We add an all-wheel drive to it as an optional all-wheel drive. There's only one kind of the car in the segment that does that, and that's Fusion. Now, the difference between our all-wheel drive and their all-wheel drive is very simple. We will allow the system to decouple itself automatically, so effectively it's going to run like a front-wheel drive car or an all-wheel drive car, and that effectively runs it at a very high fuel economy rate. And so you don't have a fuel economy problem when you want an all-wheel drive car. Now you've got a very efficient car, and it performs spectacularly. I don't care if it's the snow, it's the rain, and by the way, the weather here is fantastic, isn't it? I want to go back to Florida right now. But if I'm in Florida and I want an all-wheel drive system, it's perfect for that too, because it will actually torque bias to the back wheels 60% to the rear and effectively run it like it's a rear-wheel drive sedan.
Which is wonderful.
It's very cool. So when you look at it, and then you get into the technological side of it, and we certainly can talk about that, the rest of it is safety and security features, and that's very, very important to a driver in that segment. You got to be confident, and that has 60 safety and security features. It's got the most safety and security features of any vehicle in that segment. So we look at this and say, okay, and then we're going to price it at $21,700. And you say, well, that sounds reasonable. Well, it's $95 less than the current car.
No kidding.
And so now you've got a car that you've got all this content and all this wonderful feel to it, and the craftsmanship and the quality and everything we produce. It's built here in the United States, and that's important. But the rest of the story is we're going to price it below the competition. So it's priced below the Ford, it's priced below the Accord, it's priced below the Camry and the Altima. So a wonderful value in the marketplace. We're really excited to launch it.
It sounds like an absolutely incredible vehicle, 9-speed automatic transmission, and all those subtle nuances, I think, are going to add up to big things. Tell us a little bit more about some of the technological features that are available and optional on the all-new 200.
Yep. So you get inside that car, and you'll see it and you'll feel it. We have a Uconnect system. Effectively, what that is a command center, and the command center is set up so it's a Wi-Fi hotspot. It's got Bluetooth, it's got satellite radio, it's got a navigation system, and all of that can be done through a voice command system.
Wow.
Pretty simple stuff. Now, of course, it's very simple to use, and that's the way, of course, the customer wants it. Just make it easy, but give me everything I want and make it work like my smartphone. It's the same way we think of the instrument panel. If you think about the dashboard, you want to be able to tailor it to what you need. And so inside the dash, right between the tach and the speedometer, we're going to run a 7-inch LED, and effectively you tailor that to what you want. I don't care if it's speed or MPGs or I want to tailor it.
Yeah.
Anything you want to do, we can do that. And it's all up to the customer, up to the owner, up to the driver on how they want to do it. The rest of the stuff we talked about is safety and security. Some of the technical features you'll see on the car are taken off our more premium models. They're taken out of a Grand Cherokee or taken out of a Ram pickup. And then that sounds an odd thing to say, but what we do put in there is things like a collision warning system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, collision warning's been around a while. What hasn't been around and what we usually see on real luxury cars like Mercedes is a collision warning plus.
Mm-hmm.
This will effectively stop the car without the customer, without the owner, without the driver sticking their foot on the brake.
Yeah.
It'll bring it to a full stop in case of something that's going to happen. And the same thing's true true of adaptive cruise control. It will actually bring that car to a full stop, and the driver doesn't have to be alert to see that that other vehicle, that whether something ahead of them is coming. So those are cool things. I think those are the things that mid-sized car owners want, but they genuinely think, boy, that's probably could be out of my reach.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we make them affordable, and then we think add things like a lane departure system. And so a lane sense lane departure system will actually let you go down the road, and if you're shifting and drifting out of a lane by mistake,
yeah,
for whatever reason, it will pull you back into that lane without driver doing it.
Wow.
Now, we've had that on the Cherokee as we launched the new Jeep Cherokee, mm-hmm. and it's an entirely cool system.
Yes.
But no one puts that on a mid-sized car.
Yeah.
And then you add things like blind spot monitoring and all the different things in safety and security. It's an incredibly secure vehicle, and then, of course, that's the way we want to build this car. Real value, real content, and then price it right down in the heart of the market. So customers get a premium model, but they don't get to have to pay for it.
That's excellent.
How bad could it be, right?
Absolutely. Al, I understand that kind of the spirit of this all-new Chrysler 200 goes back to the Super Bowl commercial that featured Eminem a number of years back, the imported from Detroit logo, the imported from Detroit slogan, I should say, which has become a logo on many items that I see around the
Detroit area. Yep.
But it's definitely part of that DNA and that spirit of craftsmanship that you mentioned earlier.
Yep. And whether that continues or not, that's yet to be seen. We're all trying to figure out, okay, where does this go from here? And obviously those are lots of conversations. And whether it does or not, we will always be based in Detroit. We'll always understand where we come from. And if you get inside that 200 sedan, funnily enough, and what most people don't notice is you get inside, and we talked a little bit about that rotary dial e-shifter in the center of it. Well, that allows us to add a console right in the middle that actually is a pass-through, so you can use it for storage. Inside that storage compartment is a liner. And on the liner is actually the silhouette of the city of Detroit, and below it is signed Walter P. Chrysler's name. So we are based here. We believe it. It's the heart of everything we do. We're absolutely from Detroit. So whether it's imported from Detroit, which, by the way, I think is very, very cool,
yeah,
or we're really imported for America, which is really what this car is designed to do.
That's true.
You know, that's what the marketing side is, but I tell you what, we're based here. We love it here. We're investing here, and boy, I tell you what, Detroit's what we do.
We're telling you all about the all-new world debut, which was held here, of the upcoming Chrysler 200, and that's the next question I have for you, Al. When will customers be able to take delivery of this all-new 200?
Yeah, that's the great question. I had a bunch of dealers in the audience yesterday who said, can I have it now? I said, well, no, not quite. So we start producing these things at the middle of the second quarter, and we will have them in very cool stuff.
It's a pleasure to meet you, and I thank you so much for your time here at the Detroit Auto Show. Congratulations on being named president and CEO of the Chrysler brand, and congratulations on the launch of this wonderful new Chrysler 200. Everybody has to check it out.
Let me tell you, please check it out. And Bob, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.